Parshat Va'et Hanan. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Choose, Select for Yourself Your Favorite Mitzvah. In Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph Bet Gimel, the Psukim right before the first Parsha, Kriyat Shema of Shema Yisrael, the Torah says the following: V'zot ha-mitzvah, this is the commandment. Now, mark that is in Lashon Yachid, not Lashon, it's singular. Ha-chukim va-mishpatim, the statutes and the ordinances, switching from singular to plural. Asher tziva Hashem Elokeichem l'lamed etchem lasot ba'aretz asher tem ovrim shama lirishta. Pasuk bet, l'man tirat Hashem Elokecha, lishmor et kol chukotav mitzvotav asher anochi mitzavecha, that you should observe these, all of the mitzvot, ata, you, uvincha, your son, your children, uven bincha, and your grandchildren, those your children's children, kol yemei chayecha, leman yarichu yamecha. So it should give to you longevity. So he begins to speak about the singular mitzvah, and then he switches to the plural. In introducing this, I'd like to say that we know many people who, they have a favorite mitzvah. I remember in childhood, when we would buy a suit, I'm thinking about the 40s and the 50s, was probably even into the 60s. You'd buy a suit, and if on the suit it said it's 100% wool, well, you didn't have to bother checking it for shatness, it's 100% wool. You know, it's like all of the candies we used to eat. If it said, you know, pure vegetable shortening, you're fine. It said vegetable shortening, you have a problem. But pure vegetable shortening, it's fine. So the same thing. And there was a Yid in Williamsburg, excuse me, I forget his name. He was a Litvak that he undertook, revitalized. There was a Tchias HaMesim, will them bones ever rise again? Revitalizes the whole idea of shatness. He was a Litvak, so the Litvaks, the shin and the sin, they interchange. He was known as the Satmas man. He went to his home, and the living room was filled with clothing to have a suit checked for shatness. The only one, as far as I know, in the whole New York area. He found himself one mitzvah, and he devoted his entire life to it. My father was a Zichrono Levracha. If you'd be asked to describe him, you would know that there were two things. He specialized them, and the two was really one. He was a big Baal Chesed in all his ways, and he was a Rodef Shalom. Let's see, his passion and compassion that he had for other people. So on this part, these psukim, the Hamikdover, the Netziv, brings down an interesting vort. And he writes that, Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu lilameid drush chadash. He had a new drasha. Kama koach mitzvah achat oseh l'tova l'adam. How much does one mitzvah, the strength of it, have for a man? And its effect is gam l'achakach. And he quotes an avot of Rav Natan, which we won't go into. And simply, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. Moshe knew that if you're zohir in one mitzvah, you're totally involved in it, then you expand. It has a cascade effect, a chain reaction. And I'd like to speak about a few examples that it relates to, just in terms of Chanoch, Lanar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin, lo yasur, as it says in Mishlei, lo yasur imena. In other words, if you train a child with certain mitzvot, even when he grows older, he won't forget it. I know a family, a man, unbelievable, very quiet, soft-spoken individual, that he used to daven every Shabbos morning in the Hashkama Minyan. Now, most of us, why do you daven Hashkama Minyan? Most of us will say, well, I want to get away with it. I have to listen to the rabbi's sermon. I don't want to chazen with chazonis. I like that it's nice and quiet. I want to get home and be able to go back to bed. I'm hungry for the cholent. I want to go to a daf yomi, whatever it might be. This man would daven in the Hashkama Minyan so he could bring his children to the regular minyan, and he could sit down with them throughout the entire davening, giving each child a feeling to help them through the davening. Giving a child a coin in the morning by davening in the weekdays to put into the pushka. It's not enough just that the children see the father give the coin. He does it himself. Chanoch lanar. And that one mitzvah can cascade. Each child has his own menorah. Each child has his own dalid minim. It's expensive. It's problematic to get the kid with the Chanuk menorah, put your menorah, get the oil, get the wicks, put it in, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Buying a Haggadah for each child, taking the children before Chodesh Nisan, they should go to a Moichas Sfor, and each child should pick for himself an Haggadah, so that he could prepare a Dvar Torah that he could say at the Seder table. How that impacts. Let the child find at least one mitzvah that he cherishes, and it'll multiply with a great ripple effect. The Oznaim at the Torah, I'd just like to end. Israel, there's no Torah. He raises an important question. He says, here it seems to be, especially, he doesn't quote the Netziv, but it seems to be that you're stressing the beauty of one, at least one singular mitzvah, one and one and one and one. But L'chaira, Kiyuma mitzvah comes from Yira, Yira Tachet. I'm not sure if I understand the Oznaim LaTorah's answer. Perhaps what I'm saying, I was mechaven in my own words. But the idea is, when you start off a child, or even yourself, or a potential Baal Tshuva, find for him a mitzvah that he thinks is beautiful, that he cherishes, let him select something that's special, something that's favorite. And then it'll come, there'll be a ripple effect, and he's going to say to himself, crying out loud, I have one mitzvah, I have five mitzvah, I have 10 mitzvah that I observe that are so beautiful and so wonderful and I like and I cherish, and I look forward to it throughout the days and the weeks and the years. Wow. Let me do all of them, because I know that I'm responsible to do it. And therefore the bracha that ends at the end of these psukim, you teach it to your bincha, uben bincha, and it'll be called Yimei Chayecha, Leman Yarichun Yamecha. Give you and your children, put them on the right path, and you'll be loving them, and they will be loving you and loving the mitzvot, and they'll bless you with all the blessings in the world.